progress and movement and social life of the age that has produced it would be to rob it of its true vitality, possibly to mistake its true meaning. And in disengaging from the pursuits and passions of this crowded modern world, those passions and pursuits which have to do with art and with the love of art, we must take into account many great events of history, which seem to be the most opposed to any such artistic feeling. Alien then from any wild political passion, or from the harsh voice of a rude people in revolt, as our English Renaissance must seem, in its passionate cult of pure beauty, its flawless devotion to form, its exclusive and sensitive nature. It is to the French Revolution that we must look for the most primary factor of its production, the first condition of its birth. That great revolution of which we are all the children through the voices of some of us be often loud against it. That revolution to which, at a time when even such spirits as Coleridge and Wordsworth lost heart in England, noble messages of love blown across seas came from your young republic. It is true that our modern sense of the continuity of history has shown us that neither in politics nor in nature are there revolutions ever, but evolutions only. And that the prelude to that wild storm which swept over France in 1789 and made every king in Europe tremble for his throne was first sounded in literature years before the...